You're listening to SBS News.
Michelle Bachelet was one of our first ever political refugees. She arrived in Australia in 1975 as a 20-year-old after fleeing Chile's Pinochet dictatorship. Now she's back in the country taking aim at the policies that once gave her a second chance.
I cannot help wonder whether I would experience the same as a refugee today.
The UN High Commissioner on Human Rights is urging Australia to take a more humane approach to its offshore processing of asylum seekers. Ms. Bachelet is critical of plans to repeal the Medivac law, which passed at the beginning of the year despite government opposition. The legislation gives doctors more say in emergency medical transfers of refugees.
I am concerned that the plans to repeal this law may mean more and costly court battles, with lives being put at risk. I appeal to members of Parliament not to reverse the small steps of programs that have been made.
In a wide-ranging speech in Sydney, Ms. Bachelet raised the issue of youth detention, stating she was disturbed by the fact that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children represent the majority of young people behind bars. She was shocked, she added, to learn the age of criminal responsibility is just 10 years old. Professor George Williams from the School of Law at the University of New South Wales says Ms. Bachelet's comments highlight the need for legal changes.
Australia has a lot of things in its law that needs to be looked at because they're simply not consistent with basic human rights. A good example that was mentioned was the age of criminal responsibility. It's only 10. We have a live debate in Australia about raising that age, and this is another reminder of why we need to do so.
Women in Australia continue to face barriers, with the UN Human Rights Chief citing unequal pay, workplace discrimination, and what she calls pervasive sexual harassment. The treatment of women in politics also came under attack.
I have heard for a long time about the exceptionally misogynistic approach to women politicians by many men in Australia political life.
President of the Australian Human Rights Commission, Professor Emeritus Rosalind Croucher, says she hopes Ms. Bachelet's visit will lead to a productive dialogue.
Having Dr. Bachelet here is a symbol of the importance of those conversations, of channeling the respect and dignity and fair go ideas into the vernacular.
It comes ahead of Australia's five-year review at the UN Human Rights Council next year. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.